Hello, I'm Keith Colvin from Syracuse, New York, and news is breaking in Orlando, Florida, from the Bob Barley Studio, where you're listening to The Diz Unplugged.
And welcome to the Diz Unplugged Roundtable Discussion for the week of November 16th, 2012, from Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Walter Eccles, Kathy Whirling, Corey Martin, Kevin Close, and John Magi, Teresa Eccles, and Max the Intern, back in the Peanut Gallery. In this week's show, John, Kevin, Walter, and I will discuss our impressions of Disney's Aulani Resort in Hawaii, along with some tips and suggestions for how to get the most out of a vacation there. The team is also going to discuss some updates from around Walt Disney World this week, including this year's Osborne Family Lights, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, the Festival of the Masters, and the new test turnstiles at Epcot. All that, plus this week's news and roundtable rapid fire on this edition of the Diz Unplugged. Well, welcome to the show, everyone. First and foremost, I want to say kudos and thanks to Julie, Kathy, and Teresa for last week's very popular ladies-only show.
Did you listen to it?
I did. It was great.
We rambled.
Oh, yeah. No, I sat there and listened saying, oh, come on, let's focus.
Afterwards, we kept saying, nobody was telling us to focus.
I was just going
to
say, did you in your head see Pete give me a sign and hurry up? I thought the room smelled like estrogen.
Yes, I was. You just took my line.
Estrogen and hormone replacement therapy. Oh,
hey.
That was me.
It was fun. We had a lot of fun.
And got a lot of really, really good feedback on it. A lot of really good feedback. So thank you very much, ladies, for that. I also want to say thank you to two other ladies, Cherie and Melissa, for organizing the Give Kids the World fundraiser in Midlothian, Virginia last Saturday. They raised just shy of $5,000.
Wow.
Yay.
And they did an awesome, awesome job putting this together.
That's fantastic.
And what a great turnout. We had about 50-some-odd people show up.
What were some of the things they did to raise money? Did they charge to get in?
No. These were all silent auctions. And
wow, that's great.
What was really impressive, Melissa and Cherie both very crafty. These women are really good with the crafts. A lot of homemade stuff. A lot of stuff they made themselves. Melissa's father made these centerpieces for the table, these wooden Mickey heads. Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous with like little, it was very Christmassy. A little Christmas stuff on it, a little Yankee candle in the middle. It was really nice. Just some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stuff. And I feel like, I really phoned it in because I show up with a couple of, Disney Cruise Line Vinylmations and a Disney Cruise Line watch, In the meantime, these people are like, getting out the lathe and the circular saw, and they're making stuff. And it was really, really cool, and I had a great time meeting everybody. I was glad I made it. I was exhausted, because it was only a couple days after getting back from Hawaii, and I was supposed to go to Los Angeles right after that, and I had to postpone the Los Angeles trip because it would have killed me, but there was no way I was missing this meet, and I'm so glad I went.
How did you enjoy downtown Midlothian? Sounds like something out of Lord of the Rings.
It's actually a very pretty community, and, I posted on Facebook, I'd forgotten what fall looked like, but as we were flying into Richmond, you really see just, all the trees and the different colors.
That was beautiful.
That was
gorgeous.
I actually prefer Upper Lothian. Do you instead of Midlothian?
Shut up. But everybody, I'll tell you, everybody was great. Everybody was great. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. We raised a lot of money for Give Kids the World. There are some other events coming up in the next few months in Nashville, February 18th, in Delaware, March 31st, in Iowa, April 28th. These are all available. You can find out more about these on the podcast forum on disboards.com. There's a sub-forum for Give Kids the World Meets. I know that I'm going to make the Tennessee one in February. The Delaware and Iowa ones, I'm still not 100% sure that I can make it, just because we have some things already coming up. March 31st is dangerously close to the launch of the Fantasy.
We have a feeling that we'll be doing something.
We'll be doing something with that. The April 28th one in Iowa may be conflicting with another some other personal plans I'm making. So I'm trying to look at that. But the Tennessee one in February right now is about 90% sure I'm going to be there. Still haven't bought my airfare yet, though. So it's not real until I buy the airfare. And even then, it's tentative. It's really not real until I show up. But if I can't make it, there's no reason some of the other folks in the room can't make it. I'm looking at you, Martin.
Yeah. Oh, I'm happy to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's send him to Iowa.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Going to send him to, you know, he looks corn-fed. So we'll send him there.
I want to thank everybody, too, that's donated to Teresa and I's.
That was my next
endeavor
item.
That we're up over $1,500.
Over $1,500 raised.
It's hard to believe.
It sure is.
So that's awesome. And they're also, Yvette and Emil have put up a post for people to donate to give Kids the World for Walter's and my commitment ceremony, which is coming up in December. And I would really appreciate that. I'll have a link to that in the show notes page as well. You know, anything we can do to raise money, that's what I've asked all the wedding guests to do, is donate to Give Kids the World.
I'm keeping track of an online a thread on the boards. Give Kids the World is selling their Christmas cards this year. Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. And I'm keeping track of the thread. And when, up until Christmas, then I'm going to report that, because these people are buying these Christmas cards based on us asking them to help raise money. So I think that money should go towards our total.
I'll take it anywhere I can get it.
That's what I thought.
Now, I do want to talk a little bit about our upcoming show schedule now that the holidays are, in fact, upon us. We will not have a show next week. That's Thanksgiving week, and there's just too much going on, especially leading up to the wedding. My house is in an absolute disaster area at the moment, but it's really looking good. Our last show of the year will be the live recording that we do on December 11th at the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin. It's the day after our Dizapalooza party. Our next show after that will not be until January 4th. We take the holidays off every year.
Because we deserve it.
Because of all the things we have to do. It just gets to be painful to try and get shows recorded. And so just want to let everybody know about that. No show next week, week of Thanksgiving. Last show of the year, December 11th. And then the next show after that is going to be January 4th. So that's what I have for housekeeping. Does anybody else have anything they need to bring up or mention?
I have, speaking of Dizapalooza, I just want to let everyone know that our event and transportation registrations are now closed to everybody. No new registrations are being accepted. Event credentials will be going out a little bit later this week. You can expect those in about 5 to 7 days. Except if you are international, then it's going to take a little bit longer.
6-7 months.
Could be. I want to remind everyone that the event starts at 9:30 p.m. If you're traveling on your own, please make sure you're at the gates of Islands of Adventure at 9 p.m. That's when they start to walk people back from the front of the park back to a staging area right outside of Wizarding World, and then they'll let everybody in at 9:30. If you are taking bus transportation, I've already posted this on the boards, you're going to get this information with your credentials, but you have to be at your resort at the waiting area where the buses are going to pick you up at 8 p.m. We don't have a schedule for the buses. It's not like it's going to be at this resort at 8 and that resort at 8:15. All they told us is they're going to start at 8 p.m., and they've given us an idea of what route the bus is going to take. Again, this is all on the boards. Go to the podcast forum.
The meeting places at each resort are also listed on the boards.
Correct, and that's going to be in with the credentials. And I want to give one more shout-out, thank you to Buena Vista Suites for stepping up and being a special sponsor of this event.
Indeed.
Big help to us getting those credentials out and helping us pay for the postage associated with that. So big thank you to Buena Vista Suites.
Great.
That's it for me in Dizzapalooza. Oh, wait. It's less than a month away. That's what I wanted to mention.
3 weeks. Wow. It's 3 weeks away.
Fast. It's going to be a busy weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a real busy weekend.
I know. Do you have any idea what they charge to put up tents in your front yard?
Say no.
It's obscene.
I'm trying to guess. No, I don't know.
It's obscene.
Is it? So now, are we all going right from here to the party?
Well, you know, I don't know that the details of the wedding are necessary for the podcast.
I want to know for me.
No.
I'm only kidding. No, you have to go home.
No, I'm kicking your ass out of my house.
Oh, and Kevin wanted to know what our role was. Are we ring bearers?
You can type that actually in. Said, are we altar boys?
Are we going to flower petal strewers? Or
I actually volunteer for the confetti cannon.
I think you should do the single ladies dance.
You think so?
You don't throw rice, you throw coffee beans.
Right. Yeah, really? Kona. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Walter, God bless his heart, has been busting his hump getting this house together. I figured if we're going to do it here, it's a great excuse to get things done that I've wanted done for a while. And he and his friend have been just kicking it. Just kicking it like crazy.
He's been doing a great job, our buddy Troy.
So have you. I mean, he's always quick to give the praise to everybody else, but you've done amazing.
It's coming right along, yes.
That's as close as he'll be to acknowledging a compliment.
It's coming.
All right, I have an ABD update. The July Backstage Magic trip is sold out.
Right.
I have a waiting list, and I apologize to anybody else who wants to be on the waiting list, but at this point, pretty much everybody would have to cancel to take the waiting list that I've already got. So I want you to know that we are still open for our May trip, May 24th, for 8 nights in Italy.
Italy.
3 Rome, 3 Tuscany, and 2 in Venice. And we are hoping to have our contract for the Nights and Lights in October next year, very soon. They're making some modifications to that trip. They've rearranged some of the nights in London. They've added a night to the trip. You're now going to spend some time out, and you're going to see Windsor Castle and everybody's favorite henge, Stonehenge.
Of all the henges,
it's my favorite. I have to tell you, I stole that from Eddie Izzard. And they're also trying to make some adjustments to the schedule in Paris. We're trying to offer people some options.
Meaning no Versailles.
Well, you can
go to Versailles, right, if you want.
We're going
to
offer a choice.
What we're trying to do is we're
Versailles or something good. That's
pretty much.
It seemed that a lot of people are interested in what John and I did that day, and we're trying to get ABD to sort of build in that option. John refers to it as Kevin's big day out in Paris. So we're working with them on that.
Kevin closes day off.
That's right. So, and you will have the option. We're not taking Versailles out of the picture. It's just that some people were very, very interested in it, and there were other people who had no interest at all.
If you want to see Versailles, just go to, like, the Liberace Museum and then multiply it by 100.
The Liberace Museum is closed, unfortunately.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. They moved it to Versailles.
moved all his stuff there.
They moved all his stuff there because it just fit
his
in.
His one remaining fan passed away.
I was tempted to ask.
Okay, don't write to me. I was joking.
I wanted to ask Landon if that's where he got that sparkly belt buckle he was wearing.
No, I told him he got it. One of our guides for that trip was Landon, who I love. He was also one of the guides we had in the Alaska cruise. And he showed up one of the nights on the Alaska cruise with his big rhinestone studded belt buckle that had a big L for Landon. and I wasn't thinking, and I looked at the belt buckle and I said, "Where the hell did you get that? The gay rodeo?" And I think he was a little offended.
I asked him if he got it at Liberace's garage sale.
Well, you know what's funny?
He was undaunted.
I specifically told him to wear that in front of you too.
He wore that the night of the last party.
I said, there is no way that you wear that and one or both of them don't make a snotty comment about it.
He also got the rhinestone limo and the candelabra sticks. Just if you're interested in going to Italy or to London and Paris with us, I don't have a group yet for London and Paris, but I can tell you that the group going to Italy is a great group of people so far. So if you're concerned about fitting in, it's a real welcoming group, and I think you'd have a great time.
I can't wait to do Italy. I cannot wait to do that London-Paris trip again.
That was fantastic.
And people have been asking me where the blog is. I'm putting the blog up when we have everything settled for the next trip. I wanted to be able to use that to help sell that trip. So
we're leaving in just over a month, about 33 days. We're going to Italy for Christmas this year.
They're doing basically the same itinerary we're going to do in May. Some changes.
There are some changes. We're not going to go out into the same resort. It's up a mountain, and around the holidays, they don't actually go up the mountain because there's a possibility of us being stuck up there forever.
And I'm telling you now, this is not for us. This is for you. We're very generous. We're going out to make sure the trip is good.
Taking one for the team.
We are taking one for the team, in case you were wondering.
So if you are interested, Kevin at Dreams Unlimited Travel, all of the details are on the Diz Unplugged, the ABD sub forum on the Unplugged board. You can see the cost of the trip and who's going and join the conversation. So I'm really excited about this group of people going.
Awesome.
We'd love for you to join us.
Great. Anything else for housekeeping? All right. Johnny with the news.
Our first news story. Disney's Iger joins Apple board. On Tuesday, November 15th, Apple Inc. appointed Robert Iger, CEO of the Walt Disney Company. Something happened to my news story.
Well said.
It really is well said. My news story got all messed up.
I guess the moral of the story is that Bob Iger got appointed to the...
He got appointed to the board, but also along with... hang on a second.
Josh
Arthur Levinson was also appointed as a non-executive chairman, and he's the person who has been replacing Steve Jobs since he passed away last month.
No, it's Rob Cook or Dick Cook or somebody Cook.
Apple also named Arthur Levinson to its board as non-executive chairman, replacing chairman Steve Jobs, who died last month.
Oh, for the chairman's position. Okay,
right.
Okay.
Right.
I thought you were talking about like running the company. Right. Okay, chairman of the board.
And then also Iger's going to serve on their audit committee. So apparently that's a big deal, I guess. Tell them where not to spend their money.
Yeah. Okay.
If
you're looking for a comment, nothing. I got nothing for you.
Okay. All right, on to our next story. Hopefully this will be better. Original 1953 perspective for Disneyland to be sold by Philip Weiss Auctions. A huge three-day estate auction featuring important Disney items will be held the weekend of December 16th to the 18th by Philip Weiss Auctions in the firm's showroom in Oceanside, New York. The auction will include the complete and original 1953 Disneyland prospectus, drafted by Walt Disney himself and outlining his ideas for the iconic theme park in California.
Wow.
The prospectus is one of only three printed, and in all probability is the only one that has survived intact and complete. It comes with maps and the words and images of Walt Disney and artist Herb Ryman. The information contained in the prospectus will be used the following year to break ground in Disneyland. All of the Disney material will be offered December 17th. Other Disney lots will include an original production Courvoisier set of Queen... Of the Queen from Snow White. Not Queen, the Rock.
Courvoisier set of Queen.
We will rock you.
Yeah.
An Alice in Wonderland production cell with pre-production background, limited edition cells and production cells, Disney books, toys, and original Disney paintings.
They don't say what the prospectus is estimated to go for.
There was nothing.
Love that stuff.
A small fortune.
You can look at their on their website, www.weiss.com, and maybe they have some more information.
To go along with this, there was that, I forget the name of the show that was on television, Hollywood Treasures, I think. Has anybody ever watched that? Where they find old movie memorabilia and
sell it at auction, yeah.
And it's always authenticated. Someone went through their garage and found one of the original Haunted Mansion stretching portraits that wasn't used. There were several painted, and this was one that wasn't used. It was authenticated by Imagineers, and it sold at auction. And I was shocked at how much it went for. It went for $5,000.
That's all?
No. That one went for $40,000.
Oh, you're right. It did go for $40,000. Sorry.
But still, I thought
even that. Yeah,
I would buy it for $40,000.
Yeah. There was something else.
I would sell your car.
Don't be looking at my car.
So, and then also in addition to that, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. There's Charles Schultz works and a whole bunch of others.
What was that website again?
www.weiss, W-E-I-S-S, auctions.com.
Everybody with an I product is down.
Exactly, looking it up to see what that perspective is going to go for. I'm curious as to who has it and who's selling it. You know, do you think it's like...
Okay, that's not it.
That's what I have in mind.
Yeah, I'm there. W-E-I-S-S auctions.com.
Oh, I forgot the word auctions.
You know, is it...
Oh, they got the scary, like the scary early version Mickey Mouse doll.
Those are worth a lot of money.
But it looks like Mickey has a birth defect. Look at this.
It's like those the when you see
come on.
When you see the movies from the open.
Donald Duck looks like he was like dragged through a tractor.
These are the old dolls. What do you want? Do you remember the scene like from the opening days of 71 where they have the giant heads?
Yeah.
They can barely walk down the street, you know, heads like dragging them under. You're right.
Doesn't say anything about what this stuff is going to go for.
It doesn't say estimated or starting bids or anything like that?
Nope.
Wow. So that should be interesting. All right, moving on to our final news story. Man peeped on women in Disney bathroom. A 42-year-old Winter Park man.
He just can't get through a news segment without reaching down to the bottom of the barrel. Someone's dead, someone's raped, someone's staring at somebody going to the bathroom. Go ahead.
I didn't do it. I'm just reading it. A 42-year-old Winter Park man was arrested on November 11th after a tourist at Walt Disney World's Epcot told authorities he was peeping over a bathroom stall in a woman's restroom at the theme park.
Oh, man.
Classy. The woman, who was visiting from Pennsylvania with her family, went into the bathroom near the Spaceship Earth ride with one of her two daughters a little after midnight when she saw someone peeking over the top of a stall.
Wait, what was she doing there a little after midnight?
Well, the park was closing up. You know, she was leaving, and she had to go before she went home. She told deputies that something didn't feel right. No kidding. she then decided to leave. When she turned,
I don't think she was doing it right.
Something doesn't feel right, and there's a man looking at me. When she turned, she saw Lloyd Miller looking at her. It was an accident, the woman quoted Miller as saying to her. So apparently he was in there by accident.
He was standing on the toilet, though.
Outside the woman's bathroom, her husband heard her yell for her daughter to run from the restroom. He chased Miller, who was caught by Disney security as he ran for the park exit. Miller was arrested on charges of voyeurism, loitering or prowling, and trespass after warning. Miller previously had been prohibited from all Disney properties, the report says, and it doesn't say why.
Wow.
You want to make guesses?
I'm guessing it's not for line jumping. Yeah.
You don't think he reused the mug?
I was just going to say he pool hopped.
It was an accident. I accidentally climbed up on the toilet.
Our news story lists all the stuff that, you know, he's been charged with before.
Yeah, I have that in my thing. Court records show Miller has a local arrest record dating back more than two decades. Charges include urinating or defecating in public, battery. I don't know if he urinated on a battery.
Oh, he's a charmer.
Carrying a concealed weapon, possessing drug paraphernalia, soliciting a prostitute, and driving under the influence.
Oh, he's just
petty theft and trespass.
He's an all-around great guy.
Yes.
Welcome to Disney.
Yeah, really.
Bet he's fun on the weekend.
But if that happened to Julie, I would have been the one arrested because I'd have beat that dude.
I don't understand.
Every inch of his life.
I guess it's very hard to do, but if you're banned from Disney property, there's no way for a cast member to know.
No.
There's no like picture somewhere or anything like that. So he apparently just.
I think they should insert one of those RFID chips or whatever they're called.
RFID. Well, they're taking your thumbprint.
Yeah, there's really no way to tell. But it's not actually your thumbprint. It's points on your thumb. So
yeah,
I don't know if they can
No one saw him in the ladies' rooms.
Adding one line of code turns it into a fingerprint reader.
But if it keeps people out like this out,
right?
Okay, turn it.
Apparently it doesn't.
No. I mean, there's
not worth the invasion.
I've got a thing about having to give my fingerprints to get into a theme park. And so, no. Remember what Ben Franklin said. Anybody stupid enough to give up civil liberties for security deserves neither.
I thought he said, damn, this key is hot. ouch.
Or, no, that was the ouch was from syphilis.
Oh, man.
Which he contracted with prostitutes in Paris.
Really?
I'm done with the news.
I want to know how no one saw him go in the ladies' room.
I wonder how it was an accident. I accidentally climbed up on the stool.
I want to know how he thought somebody wasn't going to notice him, like peering down over them.
Well, I could see if it was midnight. I mean, there's probably not a lot of traffic around the bathrooms, and you could use the excuse you went into the wrong one until he stood up on the toilet and looked over, and then it's like there
was. Is that how he figured out it was the wrong one?
No.
He must have been drinking around the world several times.
It's just, it's crazy.
Bye, Lloyd.
Set.
All right, that'll do it for the news.
All right, thank you, John. We will move on to Rapid Fire. Who would like to go first?
I'll go. Mine's quick. I just want to let everybody know that the Diz is now on Google Plus. If you're on Google Plus, come join us. If you're not, you know.
You're not cool enough.
You're everyone else. Welcome to the club.
You're outside the loop of seven people.
It's still very new. We're still, still getting our feet wet. But it's just it's another social network out there. So we're there.
It's just everybody's out there trying to get that Facebook traffic. They're going to do their best. It's kind of like these people coming out with new tablets to go against the iPad, you know.
But it's not like it's Yahoo Plus. I wouldn't care as much, but it's Google Plus.
Yeah.
Google says jump, you say how high.
Tremendous amount of traffic goes through Google.
All right, thank you, Corey. Kevin.
Celebration had its taste of celebration Saturday night. And we went. This is Celebration's Food and Wine Festival. All of the restaurants set up booths in the street, and they close off the streets. It's free to the public. I mean, you have to pay for your bites of food. But we went and had a really great time. They had live music and a local singer who everybody seemed to think was very good. I thought she was okay. But they have train rides. The kids have a train ride around Celebration. And it's just a great time, and I think it'll be next year. It goes along with the Festival of the Masters. It's the same weekend as that. But we think it's pretty terrific. We had a good time at it.
Very crowded this year and a lot more food booths out. So it seems to be getting bigger and bigger every year. They're doing a lot more.
And if you're interested in trying any of the restaurants in Celebration, this is a great way to just get a taste. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's badly priced either. You had the salad from
Columbia. I love their 1905 salad.
And it was a giant salad, I think.
It's a salad made in 1905?
Yes. It's a recipe from 1905.
Not the salad itself, though.
No.
It is a good salad.
And Celebration Town Tavern had their clam chowder outside available and their other things. We had there's a Thai restaurant at the top of Market Street that we tried a couple of things from there, and that was very good. I would go there some night for dinner.
Excellent. Thank you, Kevin. Yanni?
I know we're going to talk about Alani later on in the show, but I want to make sure everyone knows that they're running a special. Buy four nights, get the fifth night free. Book before December 16th, 2011, and stays most nights from November 27th to December 16th, January 4th to January 12th, and January 16th to January 25th, fall under the promotion. Number of rooms are limited, excludes resorts, fees, and taxes, cannot be combined with any discount, cannot be applied to three-bedroom grand villas, additional adult charges apply, all those sort of normal stuff. But
trust me, take any discount you can find.
I was just going to say that we're going to talk about this in depth, but at least this is some sort of discount off of a very expensive vacation. So, and I also want to mention, if you book your Alani Resort and Spa vacation with Dreams Unlimited Travel between now and the end of the year, you can receive a free gift from Dreams Unlimited Travel.
That's right. I watched John purchase those gifts. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Got anything, Walter? You've been working on the house, so.
To quote you, I got nothing.
You know? Okay. Okay. Kathy, what do you have?
Okay. I have that the transportation companies now are not allowed to drop people off at Port Canaveral until 11 o'clock. So, you know, people were.
Wonder why.
There's a whole thing going on over there with Port Canaveral. They're charging transportation companies per vehicle now. Like town cars are charged like $5 per drop off. It's a huge thing over there, and now they're trying to avoid the congestion that happens when people get off the ship and people getting dropped off to the ship. They're trying to avoid that. So there's going to be some delays while they're still working this out.
Do you think this is Disney just trying to put the kibosh on?
No, this is Port Canaveral.
No, this is Port Canaveral.
This is Port Canaveral doing this.
Port Canaveral just underwent a huge expansion. Not only the parking structure for Disney, but they reworked their entire road system out there. This is their way of paying for it. They're going to charge the transportation companies per drop-off, so yep. They can't do multiple runs anymore. It's just their way of getting more money out of it.
And they also, if you're going to drive, they've changed the pricing to park your car at Port Canaveral. So they charge you for every day, not every night. So it's like an extra $15.
Wow.
And it's very important that if you're flying into Orlando and you say your flight arrives here at 8 o'clock, a transportation company is not going to be able to pick you up before 10 because they'll just be refused at Port Canaveral. So kill time at the airport until 10 o'clock and then get a ride there. It's also with the resorts. You can't get picked up before 10. Whether it's a taxi, town car, doesn't matter. It's not the town car company's rules. It's Port Canaveral. This is still a test phase. They could change this. They're testing it out, but expect delays for sure.
Well, maybe if they get a lot of complaints, they'll reconsider some of this stuff. But be interesting to see how it shapes out. All right. Well, thank you for that, Kathy. Even though Corey provided most of the context.
He was the one that put it up for all of us.
Teresa, what do you have?
Sleepy Hollow at the Magic Kingdom has some new menu items, and they've taken away a couple of favorites. They've taken away the chicken and wild rice soup, and the large Mickey head waffles are no longer available. They've brought in a sweet and spicy chicken waffle and a ham prosciutto and Swiss cheese waffle. Both are $6.99 and only available 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they've got a Nutella and fresh fruit waffle for $5.59.
Where's Sleepy Hollow?
Right next to the Hall of Presidents.
You know where you do the funnel cakes, right as you come across the bridge?
Used to be where they had the great apple cobbler.
Oh. I didn't know they had food.
I didn't know they did soup and that kind
Yeah, they
of stuff.
Did soup and smoothies and stuff like that. But the waffles are absolutely huge. And the chicken breast is good.
Who do you think they're aiming towards? A prosciutto and Swiss Mickey head? This doesn't sound like
Italian
kid.
Children.
It's a giant waffle, yeah.
But do you think a kid is going to want that? I can understand Nutella, yeah. But I can't.
I mean, they've still got the ice cream. They've still got the funnel cakes. They've still got all of that.
They should bring back the apple cobbler.
And I've also heard that these new sandwiches are not listed for snack credits, too. So you can't.
It's because it's an outside vendor.
Yeah.
It's not owned and operated by Disney.
But I saw pictures. They look wonderful. So, and big, giant portions.
All right. Thank you, Teresa. Corey, what do you have?
Oh, when I'm ready. Google Plus. Join us.
Oh, that's right.
We started with that.
Shut the hell up.
We're not doing it again. Celebration. Taste of Celebration. Same weekend as Food and Wine. Not Food and Wine. Crap. Same weekend.
Okay. Can't do it right the second time.
Festival of the Masters.
All right. That will do it for Rapid Fire. And that'll also do it for this segment. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you again next time with another episode of the Diz Unplugged Roundtable. Thanks for listening, and remember, stay out of the damn lakes.